Good morning, everyone. Oh, it's beautiful. Actually, at our church, I'm from a Korean immigrant church, and no one in the church responds back. So this is really good to know that. This is beautiful. People actually stand up when they're new here, and they want to introduce themselves, not in our church. I don't know what that means, but my name is Yun Choi, and I'm a pastor at a church in Chicago called Hebron Presbyterian Church. It really is a privilege just for me to be here. I'm really happy that I made it, up to 15 on Pastor Che's best friend list. If you know anything about him, he's a very popular man. He has a lot of best friends. I think last year I was probably like 25 or something, so it's good to know. So maybe next year when I come back, I'll be in the top five. But I remember being at this church 3 years ago in 2013, May of 2013. That's when Pastor Che actually got ordained here. And I remember just coming up to the podium or to the altar here and just praying for him and just being a part of this service. Ever since then, I think this church has really been it's held a special place in my heart. So even just for the privilege just to be able to preach and, just to be able to just to share the word, it's a privilege for me. I know you guys are used to good preaching every Sunday from, your great pastors. They're great men, and I'm appreciative of the opportunity, that I have. Pastor Che, on numerous occasions, because we text every day, because we're just best friends and weird like that, and he always reminded me this up until the week that we came here, that I can only preach for 15 minutes, okay? But then Pastor Joe told me that I could preach for 50 minutes, and then now, as I was sitting right there, Pastor Chase said, "Oh, you can preach for a little longer if you want." So I'm only going to go for an hour, so hopefully you guys will be okay with that. I'm just kidding. But, it really is great just to be here. I always look forward to the second week of July, because after the fireworks of the 4th and stuff, I think about that second week, that Sunday coming up where we get to be a part of the soccer camp. I've never played soccer in my life. It's not a sport that, I enjoy or play at all because I don't like running. So, but Ambassadors is a great, great organization. I have come to love their vision and their mission since we came last year. And this week, the second week in July is always a great time, not only for the soccer camp, but also just to be at this church. Last year, we actually did not come to the Sunday service because we left right after the camp was done on Saturday. But this year, Pastor Che said it was okay for us to come to church on Sunday here, so we came. And I'm not going to roast them the whole time, but it's, I'm just so thankful. I'm so blessed by the pastors, your pastors, Pastor Joe, Pastor Eloy, Pastor Che, just the elders of this church. I think I've met all of you within the past couple years. If the church that I'm at can have men of God, elders like that one day, I'll be so happy. We have really good elders too, but I think just the elders here at Scranton are just amazing men. And just seeing so many of them come out just to serve this week is really, it's really a blessing. Okay, so I'm just going to share a simple message. If you know anything about me, if you're looking for a deep theological talk, I'll leave that to your pastors. But for me, I'm just a very simple preacher, and I just want to talk about being a witness. Okay, I want to talk about being a witness. The title that I gave to this talk is Witness. Okay, and the passage that I just want to really just talk about, or the verse, is Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which our brother Craig read for us. But I want to talk about being a witness in the areas that we are at. In our homes, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, maybe even in our workplaces, right? Even in the gyms that you may go work out at. I want to talk about being a witness. I'm from Chicago, so I feel so happy for the city of Cleveland this year. It's been a long time since Chicago has had a good basketball team, about 20 years ago, I think. So in the 90s, we had this player by the name of Michael Jordan. I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but his airness, right? You guys have, I think, the king, right? but you know, there's the airness that we have in Chicago. And I was watching all of the NBA Finals this year, and I'm a huge sports fan, and I follow a lot of high school sports, college sports, and I've pretty much followed LeBron all throughout when he was just growing up, him playing AAU basketball, him playing basketball at St. Vincent St. Mary's, and then I actually, back when, you know, LeBron started, you know, making his own shoes, there were these LeBron shoes that came out with actually the St. Vincent St. Mary's logo on it. I actually bought a pair for myself, and I put them on when I played basketball, and I did not play like LeBron, and I will never play like him, but I really actually followed his career, and up until this point, because, you know, when he played for Miami, it really didn't really count, right? So, but, and when he won those championships, but when he came back and he won the championship this year, I was so happy for him. I was really happy. I actually really enjoy watching LeBron play. Now, is he better than Michael? We could talk about that, you know, after service here if you want. So that's up for debate. But I remember there was a shirt that came out that said Witness, right? That Nike came out with, I don't know, it was like 8, 9 years ago. There was this article on NBA.com that went something like this about that shirt. It said, in June 2007, Nike announced the introduction of a new Witness integrated marketing campaign celebrating superstar LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers and his rise to prominence as he makes the first NBA Finals appearance of his career. The expanded campaign will include digital, print, television advertising, and grassroots marketing. The Witness campaign pays tribute to James and acknowledges the legions of fans worldwide who are witnessing his greatness, power, athleticism, and beautiful style of play. Talk about a great athlete, right? The campaign was first introduced in November of 2005 with the unveiling of 110-foot high by 12-foot wide billboard located adjacent to Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. I actually, when we were here last year, I had to see this banner for real, right in front of me. So we actually went, I told our students that we're going to go there to look at this banner. And went there once again this year. And it's ridiculous, right, how huge that banner is, right? The campaign is continuing to live through fans in Cleveland and around the world donning Witness t-shirts and bearing Witness. Maybe there's some of you here, you own one of those t-shirts. I always wanted to buy one, but when I went to these stores and I realized that it's a $30 t-shirt, I said, it's okay. I'll leave that to the Cleveland fans to buy, right? But people in Cleveland that are wearing those t-shirts, they're saying one thing, is that they're saying, yeah, you know what? We support, we have witnessed, not the true king, I guess, but one of the kings. We have experienced the king, his greatness, his dominance, his amazing athleticism, right? I think for all of us here that are believers, that are part of the church, that one of the main purposes of our life is to be a witness. Not for LeBron, but to be a witness for Christ. If you read Acts 1:8, let me read that once again. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I also like what Acts 20, verse 24 says. It says, the most important thing is that I complete my mission, the work that the Lord Jesus gave me, to tell the people the good news about God's grace. It's about being a witness, right? That's what Acts 20 says in that verse. It's the most important thing. That's not what I'm saying, but it's what the Bible's saying. The most important thing is that I complete my mission. It's the work that the Lord gave to me, to tell the people the good news about God's grace. See, sharing the good news to others, being a witness about God's grace, it's a very important thing, the Bible says. The thing that we know of as evangelism is something that's at the core of the heart of Christ. Evangelism, or sharing God's grace with others, it's something that's very close to my heart. I feel like that's just one of my passions as a pastor I've come to realize. And for those of us that were here this week for the Ambassador Soccer Camp, we were able to experience the sharing. I saw so much sharing of this most important thing that God talks about. We were able to experience the sharing of God's grace to all those that came out to this camp. You know, there's something special about having your community come out to your church when you're hosting an event. And to be able to show and to share that love to those that are in your community is something special, isn't it? Right? Acts 1:8, it says that you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. And that's where I sort of want to camp, you know, in this talk, because I just want to stop right there where it says that, you know, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. The first thing that we have to understand is that evangelism, it begins with those that live around us first. And the Bible is pretty intentional about that, actually. So many Christians think that evangelism or missions, it's mainly done in a foreign country or, you know, or a mission field. But that's not what the Bible says, actually. At the time that Jesus gave this commission to his disciples, do you know what city that they were in, actually, when Jesus said this? They're actually in Jerusalem. And we see Jesus calling them to live as his witnesses in their own city first. Then you can go to Judea, then you can go to Samaria, then you can go to the ends of the earth. Then when you get through with that, then you can go to wherever you want. But I believe the point of what Jesus is trying to tell us here is that sharing the gospel, being a witness, it begins with those that are sitting next to you in your cubicles at your workplaces. It's being intentional around those that you live with at home, your parents, your siblings, your cousins, your aunts, and your uncles. Being a witness, sharing God's grace and the gospel message, it starts with those that are in your neighborhoods, that live down the street from you or on your street. And this is what I've been able to see all throughout this week at the soccer camp. You know, I've been able to see so much of the gospel being shown and share to others, that the only thing that you can say, that it really is all God. It really is only God. I mean, it's a God thing. It's a God thing. I have been able to see, just as I take a step back and just hearing, and these are just testimonies from, you know, our church that, you know, that our church team had this week. And I'm sure so many of you that have volunteered from Scranton or from Ambassadors, in the conversations that you had, if we had a microphone up here, that you would come up and share the exact same stories or similar stories, right? But even this week amongst our team, every night that we would just, you know, before we went to bed, that we would meet together and just share any blessings or any stories, any testimonies of what just God did that day. And there are so many stories that came about this week. I just want to share a few of them, just to show that when a church is really being a witness for Christ, that God really works. That God really works. There's two stories in particular, and I had to make sure and talk to a couple of our teammates to make sure I'm not, like, you know, making up the story. So these aren't fake stories, okay? Just to make the sermon sound better or whatever, okay? So there are two stories that happened from this week. Okay, that two of our members shared during a sharing time. First was one of the volunteers, actually, that came to help out this week. This student was actually an atheist. Okay, he still is an atheist, from what I remember, right? But he was an atheist when he came to this camp. Not only that, but he was also considered mute. Just never talked. Nothing. Not too many words came out of his mouth. Right? This past week, when he was at this ambassador's camp, one of our members was sharing that that their group had gone and done different activities. And one of the activities that they had to do was they went to a place and just to invite and recruit people to come, you know, to be a part, you know, of this activity. And they said that they divided up into two different teams. And one of the teams, it was like a point system because it was like a competition. The team that he wasn't on had about 70 points, okay? But this student, by himself, reached 100 points. Just by himself, 100 points. Now, you have to understand, 2 weeks ago, their team leader said that he was mute, never talked. Now, fast forward to a couple days later, you know, at the end of this week, before they had taken off, there was just different testimonies that this team was sharing. And one of the things that they shared was this student, who was an atheist, actually went up to their team leader and said, experiencing all these different things at the soccer camp, probably a lot of conversations, a lot of us being witnesses to him and sharing the gospel and being the gospel to him, they said that he went up to his team leader and said, I actually think that there may be a God. Praise God. Praise God. He may not obviously be fully there yet, but I see this camp and what God does during this week as such a special thing. God is using so many of you all to be a witness for him. And God used you all to be a witness in this student's life. Second story, there was one of the students that was in, that was on one of the soccer teams. And one of the sisters in our church was sharing yesterday that she was really trying to get to know this child and really just, get to know him because she had noticed that, there was, he was just socially a little bit awkward and didn't really talk too much and seemed like there was just, some things that he was going through. Never really opened up until the end of the soccer camp. And he actually went up to her and said, hey, how are you doing? And blah, 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 and all these things. And he began to share his life story, his life of, 9 years. And he said, we're going through some things at home. There's some things that are going on with my siblings. I apologize. That's why I've been like this whole week. And then he shared with, one of the sisters in our church. He said, you know what? And this is, quote, I really like this church. I think I'm going to come back here. I don't know, maybe he's here right now, but that's what he said. It's the power of the gospel. It's the power when a community and a neighborhood, right, a group of people that call ourselves the body of Christ, whether you're from Brazil, you're from Mexico, you're from Northern Ireland, you're from, Chicago, or you're here in Cleveland, regardless, that's the power of being a witness. It's the power of being a witness. This community here in Scranton, I truly believe, is doing exactly just that. It's doing exactly just that. I tell our team from Chicago, I share with them, I say, I just really pray and hope that our community at Hebron could be like Scranton one day. And I don't say it because I have to say that, to make Scranton feel better. But I truly believe that God is doing a great work in this church. Praise God for that. God is doing a great work in this church. I've only been in ministry for 20 years, okay? I look at men like Pastor Joe, and when I get to his age, which, 50? You're a couple years younger than Pastor Che, right? So, 50, okay, 40, he said. So, if I make it to ministry that far, I hope and pray that the church that I'm at would be a church like Scranton. Last year when I came, I had the privilege of getting one of those orange mugs. I don't know if it's still an orange mug, but I keep it on my desk. And I always pray for this church because I think God's doing some pretty cool things here at Scranton. The community is amazing here. And I think that's what so many people that come here from Chicago always say is there's a community here that it's just, it really is like the Acts 2 church, right? It really is a church where it's a church full of so many different ethnicities. It's a church even today where we get to experience God in a way where this is going to be like heaven one day. It's not just going to be people of one color or one ethnicity, right? It's going to be all of us here. And this is the beauty of it, right? You're a church that actually responds to pastors when we're preaching. And you say amen, and you make us feel so much better, right? Unlike my church where they're just like stone-faced, But I still love my church, They're great people, right? But there's power in community. There's power when a community works together for the gospel. One last story, and I'll be done. Am I going too long? Is it okay? Okay, he said it's okay. So he has his little timer on. I see it. It's distracting me. So it's okay. I'm at 19 minutes right now. So, oh, praise the Lord for Pastor Che. So I minister in a church with youth students, elementary students, and our young adult ministry. Average age is about 25, so I don't deal with a lot of mature beings like you all. So whenever I share stories of my upbringing, they don't know a lot of the shows. But hopefully, a lot of you have heard of the TV show Cheers. Anyone know the TV show? Yes! This is great! So 11 seasons, actually. I loved this show. From 82 to 93, 11 seasons, Cheers aired on the TV. Cheers was one of the highest rated shows on TV. What was it about the show? Why is it so popular? Maybe it's the writing. I mean, the characters, actors, actresses. I mean, talk about all-star lineup. I think there's something more, right? I think this show, Cheers, it taps into a deep longing that all of us have inside our hearts somewhere, and it's that of community, right? They all show us people who care about each other, who accept one another in spite of their many failures, frailties, who are most of all committed to each other. I mean, the theme song to Cheers, it goes like this. I'm not going to sing it, okay? But it says this. I mean, listen to the words, the first couple lines. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Isn't that what we all want, church? People who care about us. People who are glad when we show up. People who will support us and stand by us in bad times. People who will accept us instead of criticizing and judging us. People who can just be people where we can just be ourselves around. I want that. I mean, I need that. I didn't have that growing up in my church, and I think we all do too. I mean, we live in a world where there are so many lonely people. We live in a world where people are just longing for community. People are longing to experience the power of the gospel, the witness of Jesus Christ in their lives. And I like the line in the song where it says, you want to be where everybody knows your name. We all want that. Real community, being a real witness, it is hanging out with a spiritual purpose. I truly believe the church needs to be that place. Scranton Road Bible Church, I share this with you, and I'll be done after this, is that Scranton Road Bible Church is a place, is that kind of place, okay? I have grown up in the church my whole life. I go to a good amount of conferences. I go to a decent amount of retreats at different churches. There's something special that God's doing in this church. There is. There really is something special that God's doing in this place. I'm so jealous that we're leaving today, that I have to go back to Chicago. I wish I could, you know, stay here, you know, and experience more of Scranton this week. But I look forward to next year if the Lord allows me to come back. Hopefully He will, right? But God's doing something special in this place. May you all that call Scranton your home, those of you that are part of Ambassadors, your ministry is so close to my heart. I have three of your t-shirts that I wear all the time. You can now tell my church people. They fit great on me. And I pray for you guys all the time. But there's some great things that are going on in this church. May we all be witnesses for the gospel of Jesus Christ and for His glory. All right, let me pray for us. Lord, what a privilege it is to be a part of the universal church. Whether we're from different countries or we're from different cities here in the U.S. Thank you, God, that you call us your children and that we are part of your family, not one person left out. Lord, thank you for the great work that you've done here at Scranton Road Bible Church this past week through the soccer camp. Thanks for the great work, your faithfulness from over 100 years ago when you started this church. And you knew that in 2016, God, that this church would still be standing, really glorifying you and being a witness to this neighborhood. Lord, May you continue to do a great work in this church. Thank you for the privilege and the partnership that we have together. I'm excited just to hear the great things that you will continue to be doing in this church until we meet next time. Lord, thank you for all the members in Scranton that call it their home. Continue to bless them. May you grow up members in this church that will be great witnesses for you and for your glory alone. Lord, we pray for the ambassadors' ministry. Continue to bless them as well as they move on to their next stop. Use them mightily, God, to make a difference, just like they did, at least in these two examples that I shared today. You are using them mightily as well. We thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've all called us to be part of the same team. May we all be witnesses for you. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please stand with us. As we end this morning, I'd just like to invite you, let these words inspire you to think about how the Lord has changed your life and how you can be a witness, how you can share that change with the people in your life.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. Hallelujah, glory to the God who changed my life. Changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. Changed my life forever, 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 because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to the changed my life forever, 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 because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know. Because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know.
Before I give the benediction, I just want to remind the soccer coaches that they're to go downstairs for something to eat. And if you want to say goodbye to them, that's a good chance to do it. And I just want to remind you the food is intended for the soccer coaches. So. The benediction is taken from Acts chapter 20. It's Paul speaking to the Ephesian elders. And he says, "And now I entrust you to God and the message of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance with all those he has set apart for himself. May we be set apart for him. In Jesus' name, amen." Thank you.